I wrote down some reflections this morning and then by this afternoon thought, no, I can't like go with that. I have to just break it open. And then by the time I've gotten to now, I feel like I want to share a few reflections on the day and then open just briefly and then open the space for a longer than usual time for congregants to share your reactions, whatever they are, your responses to the day. But a little framing from me as we open a time of reflection together and holding each other in this most bizarre and complex day for ourselves and for our country. Where I started in my reflections was thinking about one of my favorite holiday albums, music albums. It's by the Duluth band Low, LOW. And the album is simply called Christmas. And they have a track on the album called The Long Way Around the Sea. And the song is the story that Heidi just read about Herod and the Magi and the one they seek, the child who has been born king of the Jews. The song simply retells the basic story in the voice of the Magi. And its chorus is the title of the song, Take the Long Way Around the Sea. It's their version of what Matthew says in this way. They left for their own country by another way. In the last verse of the song, they sing, We turned to go, an angel shone, said, Don't go back to Herod's throne. Take the long way around the sea. In the story, Herod greeted the news of the birth of a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel with fear. Fear, because he knew he was not a shepherd to Israel, but a wolf, desiring to devour the weak, seeking to protect his own power and position at any cost. It rings so true to our present moment. It rings true also to the song Mary sang and that we spent Advent listening to, a song that envisions the prophetic and liberating good news that this birth of her child would lead to the pulling down of the mighty from their thrones and the lifting up of the lowly. So, just to notice two aspects of the day that were so striking to me. This morning, as I woke and walked through the city and reflected on the events of yesterday, I was so struck by the incredible work of historically disenfranchised Black and Brown populations in Georgia, where this historic election has taken place. I do think it's a moment that has theological and biblical significance for our nation and for us as citizens. Stacey Abrams and her New Georgia Project registered thousands of new Black voters and helped them get out the vote, despite the fear of intimidation and violence. The organizers from Con Mi Gente contacted every Latino voter in Georgia in a two-month campaign that shattered turnout records despite fears of harassment and violence. At its root, this is not a partisan story. It's a story of faith in our fellow human beings and concern for those so often left out, stepped upon, and worse. It's a story of building communities and a nation in which Black lives matter. It is, to quote Reverend Warnock, the kind of nation where the 82-year-old hands that used to pick somebody else's cotton went to the polls and picked her youngest son to be a U.S. senator. And then this afternoon, the storming of the Capitol by supporters of a contemporary Herod, driven by his gospel of fear, inciting just the kind of mob violence that subsequently unfolded. It was led almost entirely by a radicalized right-wing group of white men flying Confederate flags and Trump 20 flags as if the signifier was the same. I think of the parallels of today's story of fear-based Herodism and the story of hope-based activism focused on raising up shepherds for all God's people. As we look forward to this new year and to the changes and conflicts underway for our nation, I wonder, what does it look like for us in our day to listen to the warning to go home by another road? What does the road look like after Herod? What is the long way around the sea that the Magi, the wise ones of old, took? And what might it look like for us to find a wise way, a long way, into a new land, a land promised, a land that God and the prophets foretell, a land that some moments feels so far away, and at some moments feels so close? We share the sermon time at St. Lydia's, and this night especially. So let's together hold silence for a few moments, and then when you hear the bell, share your stories and experiences of this day and this moment as we together reflect on where we are and where we are to go.